Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER-room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch, including the over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, is Denise Simon. And good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, this is no surprise to you and me, but it might be a surprise to the audience who, if you've been buying the Kool-Aid they've been selling you over in the Biden side of the aisle, they told you that they were going to start shipping the illegals, the migrants as they call them, back into the U.S. They were going to ship them back to their home country. Well, surprise, surprise. They're still sending them into the United States to undisclosed locations.
Correct.
What do we do now, Coach?
I'd be suing a couple of the NGOs, a couple of the government contractors at this point, to be honest with you. I'd start there.
Mm-hmm.
I would also, too, be looking to impeach, fire, or remove Mayorkas. He's clearly operating way above his ability.
And level. Lying to the people every day.
And lying to Congress, I'd also mm-hmm. say. Mm-hmm. It's a bad situation here. Furthermore, we've also got a problem with Jen Psaki because, I mean, if you listen to, I was driving yesterday, my husband in the car, and we were listening to the presser, and I said to him, listen to how many times she talks in platitudes, that she's not getting real answers here. She just said, we have a range of options. We go day by day. We have a range of people that we speak to. We're inviting blah, 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 blah. I mean, it was really kind of remarkable. Her answers were nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So I would also say that she needs some more scrutiny because she's not giving the answers that need to happen. And the only one that seems to really be contesting her is Peter Ducey in a big way. Some of the others are doing the same thing. But, I mean, this woman, she's not, there's virtually no substance.
Mm-hmm.
When we're going day by day. Well, you're in an administration that you have got, you know, the tools of extraordinary tools to operate government. And they're, she's saying, well, we're doing this day by day. We're doing this, and then we have a range of options. And it didn't matter if it was the border, if it was the budget, if it was a crime bill. It didn't matter on any of these things. So we got a problem way beyond this immigration thing, way beyond this.
Okay. We've got a call from Elliot in Wesley Chapel. So, Elliot, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise. You know, Denise, what you were saying is true, but look here, Mayorkas said one thing that we all should take in that I think is true. Mayorkas said, what happens at the border is supported by the government. So that speaks for it all. The government is in support of what's happening at the border.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to run this by you folks. In 2010, Haiti suffered an earthquake that displaced Haitians, were sent to Brazil and Chile. Mm-hmm. Now, Brazilians accused some Haitians of stealing and creating an uprising. Some Brazilians are extremely poor, and they tend to take the law in their own hands. I followed that.
Mm-hmm.
They murdered Haitians who they thought created crime against them. According to the Houston Chronicle, many Haitians who traveled from Chile will now pass through Houston. They are flooding the state of Texas to turn it blue.
Yeah.
According to the government of Chile, the Haitians' population soared. Chile, by far, is the most wealthiest country in Latin America. So why would Haitians leave the wealth security of Chile when they, in fact, was exposed to job wealth opportunity?
All right.
It doesn't make any damn sense. Now, as I speak, the country of Panama is reporting a buildup of over 4,000 Haitians who are arriving on flights. They're arriving through Colombia, then taking boats to the border. Now, when they reach Panama, they travel through the Darien Gap.
Right.
They have already started for the Mexico-U.S. border. Others are held up in Mexico, decided to wait until Border Patrol process, 15,000 plus. So, Denise, it's possible. We could see within the next 2 to 3 weeks as many as 20,000 heading our way. Panama is sounding the alarm to the Americans.
All right, we've run out of time. We've run out of time, Elliot, so we'll answer on the other side of the break, but thank you. Okay, that's Elliot. Thank you, Elliot. Okay, that's Elliot in Wesley Chapel. Denise, you hang on. And on the other side of the break, we'll get into all that because I heard some discussion about that last night from our great governor, Ron DeSantis, who was talking about how these people were getting into the country. And, yeah, there is a system. And, yeah, there is money. And, golly, that guy named Soros gets mentioned in all this again. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, you betcha. Well, Lauren was here, Lauren Kelly from TuggyThePatriotPup.com, and she was at the event last night, got a chance to meet a lot of people, and thank you very much to the people that bought the books. They actually saw what she had to offer, and they went there, and they bought the sets, the three book sets, so there you go. Now, I want to remind everybody that, of course, education of our youth is always critical, and we had a trust in our school systems that the way the subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. And sadly, folks, that's just no longer the case. The schools are missing the boat altogether when it comes to actually educating our kids. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better. And learning history from the heart's a must. So that's where Lauren Kelly comes in with Tuggy the Patriot Pup. She's the author, the mother, and grandmother that's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, these books are educational, they teach children history with a heart, and it's a no-brainer when you take a look at them and see what's involved. Now, you can go to the website, TuggyThePatriotPup.com, that's TuggyThePatriotPup.com, for more information, and check it out, because for your children, your grandchildren, aunts and uncles, your nieces and nephews, I'll tell you what, this is a great way to learn American history the right way, the right way. And as Governor DeSantis talked about with the schools last night, the fact that they're being brainwashed in some areas by this this new CRT, and he said there will never be a CRT in Florida. Well, this is one way to protect against it. TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Check it out. An absolute must for homeschoolers. The books come in English and Spanish, too. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. You know, and let's talk about that for a second. Our kids are really not learning what you and I learned when we went to school. We had to learn how to read, write, add, subtract, multiply, divide, and even compose a sentence. and that's long since gone away.
Well, I think it's high time. You know, the progressives can talk about, you know, CRT and screw up the syllabus in schools. So I think it's high time that the Republicans on the Hill virtually talk about eliminating the Department of Education.
Yep. Yep.
We would save about $400 billion a year, which at this point was kind of a drop in the bucket anymore because of, we only seem to speak in trillions.
Yep.
But that's really where I'd be going.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we got a caller. Let's see what this is. Okay. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. I'm from Tampa, Florida, the limo guy.
Okay. What's up?
Denise, quick question for Denise. I'm sorry I missed you earlier last week. I was my daughter was expecting her first baby, so I didn't get a chance to call in. Just curious if you knew any intel a week ago, Thursday through Saturday, a whole bunch of military again in fatigues, three-day meeting in Tampa at McDill, and I saw them in an area, I'm not going to say the hotel. They all were in from Qatar. Any word of what that was all about? There was a lot of them. 15 SUVs full of 2 to 4 guys per car. 3 days last week.
Okay.
Any information on that? I'm going to shut up and I'll listen. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Well, it should be known I do not have the intelligence on what was possibly being discussed there, but I will tell you that one of our largest military bases overseas is in Qatar.
Yep.
LUD Air Base, which I have advocated for a long time. It's also known as CENTCOM Part 2.
Yep.
And I've advocated for a long time that we close the place because we have been relying way too much on Qatar to be a ally in the Middle East, and they're just not, as far as I'm concerned.
No.
Let's not forget that that is where, in fact, the Taliban had their own embassy and likely still has their own embassy.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I checked on that. Mm-hmm.
That was created by Barack Obama. So I actually listened to a very interesting interview that Brett Baer did with one of the Al-Thani, which is their royalty,
mm-hmm.
In Qatar last week. It should be known, and I'm never going to forget it because it happened on my birthday, a significant birthday, I might add, because I'm old. But anyway.
39.
Al-Thani's son graduated from West Point. A Qatari graduated from West Point.
Mm-hmm.
And if we remember very correctly, that Obama went to West Point to not only give the graduation speech, but also to talk with the Al-Thani clan. Now, why would he do that? Because that was the weekend that they released the 5 Guantanamo Bay Taliban operatives.
Right.
So, as far as the meeting in CENTCOM, that should give you a hint on how we are so reliant on Qatar, and we should not be. In fact, when I heard the interview with Brett Baer, he virtually, everything that he said was virtually the very same thing that's coming out of our State Department. So it's almost as though that the Al-Thani clan, the family, is in fact driving Middle East policy. Let's also remember, too, that the Gulf states, several of the other Gulf states, meaning in the Middle East, Kuwait and so forth, they can't stand Qatar. So I would say that we have very misguided loyalties when it comes to the reliance on Qatar. So I would say that would be part and parcel of the reason that we had so many of the military in some kind of a summit at the hotel or wherever they had been at CENTCOM.
Well, I know that they're coming and going all the time back and forth from Qatar, but I also know there's a lot of rotations going on right now with units that are being moved back and forth in and out of the area. And the other thing is Somalia has suddenly become a real big hotbed, and that's all being run out of Qatar.
I cannot speak to that. I do not know. I know that we've got some military operations going on there, but I don't know that it's being run out of Qatar.
Yeah, I was told it was being run out of Qatar by Colonel Wright when he was on the other day. So there you go. But that's what I'm going by. Now, let's go back to what we were talking about here, because there's a lot of different things. You know,
well, Elliot wants to talk about the...
Elliot. Yeah, that's right, Elliot. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Elliot, look, it needs to be understood the funding that goes into these NGOs, otherwise known as these charities, that the federal government has partnered with these migrants. When the earthquake happened in 2010, an awful lot of Haitians left the country and went to Latin America. They went to Brazil and to Chile, so that's exactly right. So for us to deport these Haitians back to Port-au-Prince, that's the reason they revolted, because they didn't want to go back to Port-au-Prince.
Nope.
If you want to send them back someplace, send them back to Brazil and Chile. Let's also remember, too, that these Haitians, and this is being ignored, these Haitians had sanctuary in Brazil and Chile.
Yep.
There's no reason for them to come here except that they think they're going to get a higher-paying job. They already had jobs there.
Yep.
So it's also, we have another estimated at least 14,000, some reports are as many as 20,000, more Haitians that are sitting in Reynosa.
Yep.
And they are intending to head to Ciudad Acuña.
Mm-hmm.
So, just because they cleared the majority of what was under that bridge yesterday and day before doesn't mean it's not going to happen again. So where is Little Miss Camilla, our border czar, that is working on the root causes, air quote, root causes, in dealing with these countries? Because we're not getting any help from Mexico at all right now.
Yeah. Where is she? AWOL. All right, I'll let you go, and I'll talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day.
Thanks.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out what's going on in the world in which we live. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former Trump administration officials have been issued subpoenas to appear before the committee that's investigating the January 6th riot. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has been issued a subpoena by the House Select Committee investigating January 6th. Former Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino, former Defense Department official Kash Patel, and former White House advisor Steve Bannon are being instructed to produce materials and come to depositions next month. Committee members have indicated they want to know more about meetings with former President Trump in the days leading up to the violent Capitol breach that disrupted the counting of the Electoral College. One person is dead and a dozen others have been injured in Collierville, Tennessee. Police say a gunman opened fire inside a Kroger supermarket. The suspect is also dead by an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, I saw Bo and Pam last night. Both, Pam is the president of the National Aviation Academy. And, of course, Bo is our regular featured guest here, the director of admissions, a senior instructor there. And he was there last night at our event, and it was nice seeing both of them. In the meantime, let's find out about National Aviation right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will teach you to become an aviation maintenance tech. One of them is right here in my backyard. They're in Clearwater, Florida. I am in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater. The second one is up in Concord, Massachusetts. Now, I sit, as I said, in Tampa. They're over in Clearwater, the other side. But in Concord, they're just outside the city limits of Boston in a small airport that's right there. In both cases, you can learn to become an aviation maintenance tech. Now, what I ask people to do is to set up an appointment and ask to take the tour of whichever one of the campuses is closest to them so they can find out what they're all about. Now, the phone number to do that is 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080.
call them up, ask to take the tour, and by doing that, you'll be able to talk to the students that are there, the instructors that are there. You'll be able to talk to the people that set up the financing so that you'll be able to have your educational student loan all taken care of. And here's the good thing. For any veteran, returning veteran, post 9/11, more than likely, if you have not used your benefits, you're going to be covered 100% to learn how to become an aviation maintenance technician. That's the good thing. Now, if you're pre-9/11, the chances are you're going to get a percentage, or maybe because you've been out of the service so long and you've actually used up your benefits when it comes to education, there might not be anything there for you. You don't know until you ask, and National Aviation Academy has the people that can run that down for you and see what the answer to that will be. Now, if for some reason you can't get a loan that way, then you go about the normal way everybody else does. You get a student loan, and you're in Lakeland, and you get your training done that way, and you'll be an aviation maintenance tech making a lot of money sooner than you think. Now, the other thing is, let's not forget that with the Clearwater, Florida campus, the same with the Concord, Massachusetts campus, all you got to do is pick up the phone and call them. One number gets both campuses to set up an appointment. The number is 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, ask to take the tour. You'll be glad you did, because I'm telling you, it'll probably change your lifetime for good. Well, the Army's highest-ranking public affairs officer and the top spokesperson has been suspended from her duties after 97% of the respondents to a command climate survey for her office reported workplace hostility. That's all we know. An abysmal climate survey got her removed, temporarily anyway. The Pentagon also came up with a new four-part plan, which will be implemented over the next 8 years when it comes to sexual assault. Also, the military was working this week to arrange contracted commercial flights to move migrants surging at the Texas-Mexican border to immigration processing sites inside the U.S., according to the Pentagon spokesman, John Kirby. Now, the Defense Department has also removed a top political appointee in charge of nuclear policy from her position, prompting concern amongst disarmament advocates that the Pentagon is sidelining those with less hawkish views as the Biden administration develops its official policy on nuclear weapons. Now, the family of Army First Lieutenant Demetrius Friesen is one of the Gold Star families to be highlighted on First Lady Jill Biden's social media Wednesday. They went and appeared on her website podcast. We'll see more about that, I'm sure, this week. General Mark Milley, the chairman of the U.S. chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, met with the chief of the Russian General Staff, General Valery Gerasimov, apparently this week. Just part of the job, remember, just part of the job. And retired Army General Stanley McChrystal's latest book is out on October the 5th. Now, General McChrystal, in his book, says that the United States botched the response to COVID-19. Well, that's a true statement from where I'm sitting. And also, Republicans suppressed the Pentagon on Amazon in a bid to cancel their cloud deal. Now, the top Republicans on congressional antitrust subcommittees are demanding documents from the Department of Defense to investigate what they say is a potential anti-competitive conduct related to the now-canceled $10 billion cloud computing contract, which there may be a lawsuit coming about that, too. We'll see. And then, not to be outdone, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is aware of reports that Fort McCoy, Wisconsin personnel are smuggling things in and out as they struggle to feed and provide clean clothes and heat for the Afghan refugees that are there at the base. And winter, as you well know, is closing in. No heat. They're not going to like that at all. They'll set fire to the houses by trying to start a fire in the house. They won't think anything of it. And, you know, just when you thought you had things figured out, the U.S. backed a provision that would extend the ban on Americans buying or selling newly issued Russian sovereignty debt to secondary markets to punish Moscow for interfering in the U.S. elections. Like that's going to work. Like that's going to work. And a little bit more on the meeting with Milley's Russian counterpart. The meeting was in the Finnish capital, Helsinki, between General Mark Milley, chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, and the chief of Russian General Staff, General Valery Gerasimov. And it comes at a crucial time in the wake of the military withdrawal from Afghanistan. I don't know. One was giving the other advice or what they were doing, but you can't trust the Russians as far as you can throw them. We all know that. So what that was all about, don't know. We probably never will know. Now, in politics, when it comes to Afghanistan, the revelation this week by Secretary of State Antony Blinken that thousands of U.S. green card holders had been left behind in Afghanistan has voters worried, and these Americans will become Taliban hostages, and most agree it's a national humiliation. Now, 73% of likely U.S. voters believe it's likely that green card holders, permanent legal U.S. residents, left behind in Afghanistan, what will be used by the captors of their hostages as something very bad. We'll have to wait and see what's going to happen. All right, coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let me tell you all about it.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, we will take it away. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Now, last night I was with the Moss gals, Christine and Diane and Elizabeth, and Dave Moss Jr. was in the audience along with his wife, and he brought one of his general managers with him as well. Great time had by all. And I'll tell you what, folks, if you haven't heard it before, you're going to hear it again. If you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that makes this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and a standard 345 horsepower engine that comes with it. Now, it also has some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good when you're needing to have a little something to help you with your back. Now, Moss Acura also will offer home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of the vehicle. They also honor those who have served in the U.S. military, either active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Take advantage of that, the You Serve, You Save program. And then don't forget, Moss Acura is located right next to Moss Nissan on North Florida Avenue. Stop by, tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. It's a great vehicle to be driving, the Moss Acura. All right. Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hey, Chris.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Listen, we had the governor in town last night, and he really, really knocked it out of the park. I mean, standing room only, and the cheers and the exuberance and the enthusiasm. And I want you to hear what he had to say. This is really amazing. He was talking about why people were coming to Florida.
People want to come to Florida. We're known around the country as the freedom state. And the people that haven't come here, a lot of them are trying to figure out how to come here. And obviously people here, I think, appreciate having a state in which you're free to make the decisions that are best for you and your family. And you don't have government making those for you or shutting you down. It's important. The one person that doesn't seem too happy with Florida is Joe Biden. He's constantly criticizing Florida, constantly trying to attack me. He's so obsessed with the fact that in Florida we actually believe kindergartners should be able to go to school without having masks forced on them for 8 hours a day.
That was Governor DeSantis. It gets better from there. Trust me, it really gets better. Because he said as long as he is governor, there will be no CRT in this state. Not now, ever, never.
Well, I like the new policy he's got into place there where you don't have to quarantine kids in schools if they just come into contact with somebody that had COVID. Only people that have symptoms have to quarantine. I think that's great. So you're not disrupting school. You're not disrupting families and all of that. That goes along with that and trying to return life back to normal down there with all of these disruptions. Again, Florida continues to knock it out of the park in my book.
Well, for the record, both the slowdown in growth and pickup in inflation have hit right around the six-month mark of Biden's presidency. Now, that's arguably about when an economy usually in the past has begun to respond to a new president's policies because the first 6 months tend to be reflections of the predecessor. So this inflation and sluggishness can fairly be laid smack dab in the middle of Joe Biden's desk.
Well, it's a lot of it has to do with just uncertainty. You know, all of this, you know, this back and forth in regards to taxes, what it means to subchapter S small businesses out there, what they're going to pay in taxes, what the regulations are going to be. This is slowing down the economy because people don't know what to do next. It's making their head spin. You know, I know this. This is my clients. This is my business. And, you know, it's holding myself and all these people like me back from bringing on and deciding what we're going to do next because we don't know what our taxes are going to be. We don't know what's going to happen next. Right now, Democrats seem to be banging heads against one another in Washington, D.C., which is fantastic. Can't seem to come together on anything. You know, the media keeps pushing this $3.5 trillion you know, spending bill. It's much, much more than that.
It's about $6 trillion I keep hearing, Chris.
Yeah, it's much more than that. It basically only accounts for all of the entitlements for 3 years rather than 10 years. And we know that once entitlements start, they never, ever, ever end. It's, you know, a lot of lies packed into this. So, again, you know, this is the things that are really kind of hurting the economy right now.
Now, Biden inflation, as it's called, 100% of the manufacturers in the Kansas City Fed survey have reported higher prices. Even manufacturing firms responding to the Kansas City Fed September survey reported paying higher prices for raw materials, if they could get them. The Kansas City Fed's manufacturing survey indicated rising inflationary pressures even as growth slowed, according to the data that was released. So this is going to be an ever-sustaining problem. And I heard last night from Rebecca Walser, who I know you know, she said that you better buy your Christmas presents now because in November and December, they won't have some of the product to be able to make the Christmas presents, and you're going to be out of luck.
Oh, it's not just that. It gets the supply chain issues looking to get these things in. You know, already, you know, the major retailers out there have talked about, you know, supply chain issues and what it's going to mean for the holiday season. So, yeah, it's a difficult situation right now. And, yes, the price of everything is going up.
Yeah, it's not going down. It's always harder to get it down. By the way, I will say this much. I keep an eye on fuel every day, as you well know. Fuel prices have dropped down. I saw gasoline yesterday, believe it or not, for $2.90 after going all the way up to $3.19 10 days ago.
I think it's a short-term kind of bump. I think the trend is still to the upside, Captain. I really do.
I do, too. I do, too. Okay. Well, the House put back that $1 billion for the Israeli Iron Dome system into a new bill yesterday, so it's back.
Yeah, I saw, you know, some of the squad members were none too happy about that at all. I don't know the nuances of that completely and how that works out and, you know, that the intricacies of that relationship, but the defense system is very... did a really good job, last year in defending Israel against that little war that they had over the short term there with Hamas, with all the rockets being fired.
Now, inflation has been forcing the home builders to take it slow and raise the prices on their homes, even after people had negotiated houses to be built. And there were cost overruns in there that were raising up the prices of the homes that they were having built.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, this, you know, you get a quote from a contractor even to do work around your house nowadays. The quote tends to be only good for a day or two because they don't know what they're going to be paying for materials. I've had, project that I wanted to do around my house. I'm waiting to do it. I'm not doing it right now because the materials that are involved are just gotten way too expensive. And, this is what's slowing homes down. Yeah, not only the issues with the supply chain, but also, you know, home builders, if they sell a house to somebody and they say, hey, you know what, we're going to build you a house and we're going to sell it to you for, let's say, you know, $500,000, and, you know, the materials have gotten to the point where they're going to lose money on the house, they're just going to slow down on building the house and wait. It's just the way it is. I mean, it would take a loss on this stuff, and this is why a lot of these increases are priced in or ahead of time. It's kind of new.
Well, indexes are starting to close higher as investors are assessing the Fed news that's come out in the last day or so.
I think it was kind of oversold to some degree. I think it was more or less more to do, quite frankly, with people not flipping out in regards to the Chinese Evergrande situation than anything else.
Okay, here comes the music. I'll have to let you go, and I look forward to talking to you on Monday.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Make sure you catch his program on many of these same stations this weekend. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is a website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. Go there, check it out, find out all the different things that he does. And I'll be right back with Frank Sullivan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.